Hey there, guys and gals, geeks and gamers. You're listening to the Nerd of Godcast, that place on the Venn diagram of life where Christ culture and nerd culture find sweet, sweet two-player co-op.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to your Nerd of Godcast, that place where Christ culture and nerd culture come together for handshakes, hugs, high fives, and friendly fist bumps that we might know one another, be better friends, and share a milkshake like they used to in 1950s cafes with two straws, even though cooties, ooh. My name is Tony T. For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about all the things that make us geek out and give glory to God. But guess what, Jigawatt? I ain't going to be doing it by myself. Sitting to my left, he is the Raging Cajun, the King Under the Mountain, and the very best at being the very worst. Would you please put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Steve-O Supremo?
You know, I used to watch a lot of those like old like 50s shows and or the inspired by 50s shows. Mm-hmm. I never once asked a girl to go steady.
You know what? You know what I always used to get confused about in those old shows? And they would say, we're going to go drive the car up to Lookout Point and we're going to go necking. Right. And I always thought as a kid that that just meant that they were going to sit close to each other in the car and touch each other's necks with their necks, like yeah. Put their faces next to each other
like
so that
giraffes?
Their necks were touching yeah. Like giraffes
or like Andy and Angela.
Very Oliver, romantic. Oliver, our very own zookeeper and all around great guy. If you have questions about giraffes and why they may or may not be reticulated, he's the one that you want to talk to. Jamaican Ollie Wagwan.
Yaman.
Yaman.
Giraffes and 50s Caucasians. They just like to rub their necks together.
Giraffes are
awkward.
Giraffes are a creature that defies evolution. And there's reasons that you can look at the biological makeup of a giraffe and say there is no way that this spontaneously evolved. If you have more questions about that, we might talk about it later. But that's not what we're here for tonight. We are here to talk about nerdy Jesus stuff and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum. Coming up next, she is the mistress of Vault 31, and I'm just delighted that she's here tonight. She is MegaCon Liz.
Minasan konnichiwa.
Liz, you want to go to Japan?
I do.
Let's go do some ministry in Japan.
I would love that. I am dying to do that.
Hey Nick, how do you think the Pokemon Go play is in Japan?
I would think it would be like probably the Lit. Best.
In, all right.
In Tokyo, the vending machines almost outnumber the people. I think there's one vending
I'm
machine.
I'm sold. Let's go.
One vending machine for every 20 people.
And they don't think I know a buttload of crap about a buttload of crap, but I do. Okay?
And 7-Elevens in Japan are awesome.
Steven knows a buttload of crap.
From YouTube.
7-Elevens in Japan sell video games.
And ramen.
And video. What else does a person need in their life besides video games and flipping ramen?
That's the most Japanese thing I've ever heard.
I just want to say, when you talk about 7-Eleven, you call it konbini. Like convenience
like,
store?
Like konbini. I thought you said konbini like with the beans.
Konbini. They don't have a V sound, but they just have a B, so they just use that. Konbini.
Speaking of not having a V sound, we would like to keep this conversation, this conversation going by shifting it over to our window to the magic. She's salty, she's sweet, she's conveniently pocket sized. It's Jackie freaking Vilson.
Hey, howdy, hey.
Hi, Jackie. How's things over at the Disney camp?
Well, I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary with the company and managed to
be
late for my own party that I didn't know was happening.
You mean your 5-year anniversary?
Yeah, my five-year anniversary.
Well, congratulations. That's super, super cool. You're doing really well for yourself over there. You will earn your ears in no time. And coming from the Island of Enchantment, she's sometimes sassy, always classy. It is the one, the only lovely lady, Lise Motti.
It's me, and I'm eating Cheetos today, which is very OG on brand.
That is. That is. Can you give us a little... LV ASMR?
LB.
You mean LB.
LB, sir.
Steven, I was going to do it.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Hey, everybody. What's Steven?
He's the worst.
Steven, sir.
Period.
Steven.
All right. Hello.
They ask you how you are. You just have to say that you're fine. And you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Okay. That kind of sounds like Lee Sweaty
Talk. I thought it was me for a second.
Like, I know,
like,
it's
oh,
not.
I don't remember recording that.
And over the booth, pushing all the buttons that keep this bucket of bolts flying, it is our own resident smart guy, Nick the Engineer.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. What's up, everybody? And, of course, our favorite person that's on the show tonight is you. You're part of the conversation. The best way for you to connect with us and be a part of the chat is to do it on the social medias. Christian Zadik, tell them how they can do it.
Wherever there's people online who love Jesus and nerdy stuff, the Nerd of Godcast is there. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, and YouTube at Nerd of Godcast. Become a supporter of this ministry at patreon.com/nerdofgodcast. You can also subscribe to our daily Nerd Devos on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Finally, join our online small group, the Nerd of God Squad, on Facebook by going to nogsquad.com. The Nerd of God Squad. Share some memes and live your dreams.
That's good advice. And you know what, guys? He is a doctor. But I want to know what love is. I know you can show me. And you can do it with this here two-question interview.
It's the two-question interview.
You swerved me.
Unexpected.
You swerved me.
I'm feeling benevolent tonight.
And it's because you saw Julia
now.
Yesterday.
So I saw Julia yesterday, and I'm all full up. Okay, so.
Shout out to Julia.
It was Julia's birthday yesterday.
Not her birth.
It was her birth.
She didn't birth anything.
She emerged from her mother's birthing canal once again. Yeah.
She birthed joy and light in people that she came in contact with.
I bring you light.
I bring you peace.
Kill it. All right. So here's your two-question interview questions tonight. What you guys watch TV game shows, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've all stayed home from school and watched The Price is Right and whatnot.
I'm very good at Price is Right.
I watched Mari.
For the record, not a fan of the Drew Carey Price is Right. It just doesn't compare. But that's not his fault. There's only one, Bob Barker.
Yes.
So if you were going to go on a game show, what's a game show that you're fairly confident you would suck at?
American Ninja Warrior. Without contest, American Ninja Warrior.
You want to think about it though? You want to pray about it?
Nope. I sometimes like see clips of American Ninja Warrior, and then I get anxiety because I think
one day someone's gonna force you to.
One day I'm gonna get randomly selected from a crowd for like
the Hunger Games,
American Ninja Warrior.
See,
like,
but then it would become Wipeout.
They're gonna they're gonna select your sister to compete in American Ninja Warrior, and you're gonna have to stand up and say, "I volunteer as tribute," and then you're gonna have to climb the inverted wall or whatever.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie, I want you to watch a show called Unbeatable Banzuke and to see,
please,
what kind of anxiety that gives you, or joy. It'll be one of the two,
or MXC, the most extreme elimination challenge. Don't watch that. All right, Ollie, what's a game show you would absolutely suck at?
I would think a Supermarket Sweep also.
What?
Yeah. Man.
I agree. I would not do well in those conditions.
What? You're so loud.
I agree.
Yeah, you're like really loud.
I agree. I would do well in that competition.
But you didn't.
Decide, am I too loud or am I too quiet?
You know what? That's the question I've been asking myself for 10 years. Why Supermarket Sweep, Ollie?
There's a lot of running, and I'm not a small guy. And the pressure, the timed pressure.
Yeah, it's easy to watch at home and shout at people.
Yes.
But if you're in that, listen, if you put me in a salad dressing aisle right now without a timer going off, I wouldn't be able to find the ranch. You know, I'd be like, I can't read suddenly.
Yeah. He also can't tell you how much a kumquat costs.
There's also that.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Gun to my head. If somebody says, tell me how much a kumquat costs, I'll be like, I don't know. $4?
That's exactly right.
Oh, hey.
Please hold the point while we
I have a Price is Right button on my monitor here, but it's only the losing one. So let's do that again, but I was wrong. Is it $4?
No, it's $75.
Oh, thanks. See, sometimes you have to change the narrative to match the soundboard.
Yeah.
Liz, what's a game show that you would be terrible at?
I know I have one in my head, but I'm afraid to say it because what if it's inappropriate?
Oh, now we
just say it.
Now we have
do
to.
Do it.
I would be really bad at Naked and Afraid.
I think that's more of a reality show.
I also
isn't
would
it?
Not do it. You just have to say it.
She could also be would also probably be bad at the clothed version called Survivor.
That too.
Okay, all right. So we'll call it Survivor then.
Yeah, Survivor.
Yeah, Dressed and Afraid.
Yeah, I love air conditioning too much.
Yeah.
Super
fair. Jackie.
I mean, kind of in that same vein, Fear Factor.
Listen, I went to the doctor this morning, and while I'm sitting in the doctor's office, mm-hmm. they had Fear Factor on.
I would almost count that as more of a, it's kind of a game show.
It's definitely a game show.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, as I was watching it, I was going, look, I'm just here for like my checkup, and I feel fine.
Yeah.
But I'm watching someone, they're in clothes. This is what they did. They covered them in like sticky syrup. Okay, yeah. So they're covered head to toe in sticky syrup.
Bees? Was it bees?
No. And then they're strapped inside an acrylic box.
Nope.
Like harnessed in, that is filled with flies and worms.
Goodbye.
Okay.
And then there's three padlocks to get them out of the box. And then they took the keys and just threw them in there and started spinning the box. So they were completely inverted, and they had to try to, in the middle of the worms and covered in flies, grab the keys while they were spinning, and then hope that they could figure out which one unlocked which lock. And I'm going, this is what happened is they brought demons from hell, and they said, all right, we're going to do dress rehearsal for those that die in their sins. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to get Joe Rogan, and we're going to make this great. So, yeah, no, I'm with you, Jackie.
More so the food portion of it. Yeah. Like, I feel I can handle heights.
Could you eat a cricket?
I could. I actually have eaten a cricket before.
A living one?
Maybe not a living one.
Because the cicadas are coming.
Yeah, they are coming. I have accidentally swallowed a dragonfly.
So we're gonna get some adobo.
How did that happen? Dragonflies are not tiny.
It was a small dragonfly, and it was on my mouthpiece at band camp, and I did my initial breath and I swallowed it.
Okay.
And it was a rough time.
That makes more sense.
It was during warm-ups.
I was picturing a full, like a full-grown dragonfly.
It was a little baby one, and I swallowed this is it.
That's how Jackie... got her superpowers.
I saw the dragonfly.
The dragonfly.
They led dormant until today when the eclipse happened. I was upset I didn't get any superpowers today.
You know what happened?
Like heroes.
Jackie eats a dragonfly and she grows little dragonfly wings, and then she's like literally Tinkerbell.
Oh my God. Yes, please.
That's what happened.
Oh my gosh. Disney dream.
But Disney still wouldn't let her be Tinkerbell, even with the actuality.
They're not having it. All right. So, Luz Mari, we're committed to American Ninja Warrior?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I hesitate when I said my answer?
You did not. You didn't stutter or nothing. Your English was crystal clear. Steven, what's a game show you would be awful at?
See, that's hard because I'm competitive.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean you'd be good.
I would make good TV, but I'm pretty sure as much as the random knowledge in my head that I have, I would be terrible at Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because they ask very specific questions. I feel like I'd do well, but I'd end up in the negative somehow. And then they'd have to talk with me, like, we explained to you the rules. Now you owe us
in
money.
The form of a question, Salisbury. Yeah. I love Jeopardy, and I feel like I do really well at Jeopardy, but I don't have any illusions that I do really well at Jeopardy on my couch.
Yeah.
Like, when you're there with other people that are as smart or smarter than you, and there's lots of people, like, there's no room for getting things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if I get them wrong, then I can just say, like, oh, that's stupid. I knew that. Or that was. But if you get it wrong there, they take money away from you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want Mayim Bialik judging me. Don't look down on me, Blossom. Yeah. Amy Farrah Fowler. Nick, what's a game show you'd be terrible at?
In reality, any of them, because I hate being in front of the camera.
Oh, man.
But I was thinking... like, do you know the Japanese, like, the hole game where they have, like, a foam cutout?
Yeah, and you have to, like, match your body shape to the...
Yeah.
Watch that be...
I've seen some delightful clips of that.
Watch that be, like, Nick's unknown secret talent. Like, he's perfect at it.
He's, like, a contortion man. You know they made a video game version of that for the Wii?
I think I remember that.
Sounds fun.
I think that's the only reason why I know about that game.
It's very strange. Very strange. A game show that I would be terrible at... there was a game show, I think it was called Friend or Foe, which was it was on the Game Show Network. I think it was hosted by the MTV VJ Kennedy. And the idea would be you would work together with a person as a team. And then at the end, however much money you and that person earned, you would choose to be a friend or a foe. So let's just say that MegaCon Liz and I are on team together. And we come to the end and we can choose to be friends or to be a foe. If we both choose to be friends, we split the money evenly. If one of us chooses to be a foe and the other one chooses to be a friend, then the foe gets all the money and the friend gets nothing. But if both of you choose to be a foe, neither of you get anything.
I think I heard of that.
So you can get like a cash grab there. You can take all the money for yourself, but you run the risk that if the other person tries to do it too, neither of you get anything.
Ooh.
That's a nasty game.
Yeah.
And that would be hard for me because I'm very trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would help that person to get all of the money in the bank by answering trivia questions quickly and accurately. And then at the end, I'm sure that I would get taken advantage of by someone who's greedy. Thank you.
Just play with me, Tony.
And of course, Lisa Marie is like, I would 100% choose Faux all day long. She's like, I want all the money.
Yeah, because she's a pirate. all right, question number two. Because WrestleMania was this past weekend.
It was.
Who is your favorite professional wrestler of all time? Jackie freaking Wilson goes spastic over there with her hands in the air.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle is probably the best professional wrestler of all time.
I love Kurt.
Like, from a wrestling standpoint.
He is a great wrestler. He has the perfect moonsault. Kurt Angle is a former Olympian wrestler who became a WWE superstar.
He's a gold medal winner, and he won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
Drink your milk, kids.
Drink your milk.
Whole milk.
Ollie, who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
I may get some booze right now because
Are you an alcoholic?
No, not booze.
Oh,
booze. Sir.
Gotcha.
Right now because he's on a heel arc right now. But The Rock, he's always the final boss.
The Rock is no matter where his status is, that is a solid answer.
Yeah.
So they inducted his grandmother. Into the Hall of Fame, and she's passed away. So his mom came to accept it, and we were watching it, and she actually started crying because she loves the grandma. It's her favorite character on Young Rock.
Yeah,
she was so happy to see that she got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that's really cool. Okay, so that's a good that's a solid answer. You don't have to feel weird about that.
Okay, good.
All right, Lismati, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
So I really. Like, I've always been aware of wrestling because my brother was a big wrestling fan when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
I've never cared very much until, like, I think the past maybe, 2 years?
Okay.
And I am currently obsessed, and I just can't get off the bandwagon for her, is Rhea Ripley.
I was going to assume it was Rhea Ripley.
I just want to be.
We freaking love her.
I just want to be Rhea Ripley. Like, I want to be her. I want to be her friend.
She is
lots of eye makeup and Australian accent.
She's the only wrestler that I follow on TikTok.
Love her.
She's
so
fantastic.
Much. And now, sorry, I'm still eating my Cheetos. Now also after WrestleMania, Jade.
Oh yeah. Jade Cargill. She is an Amazon dude.
Is wild.
I think Jade should be the next Wonder Woman. I will gladly sacrifice Gal Gadot and let them cast a black woman as Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Jade could do it.
I just love strong women that could kill me.
I'd like that on a t-shirt.
Liz, you seem to have a perplexed look. You don't know wrestling.
No.
I assume.
Is there any Hispanic wrestlers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's okay, that whole
that
genre.
That one?
Rey Mysterio.
Let's help her figure it out.
Say Damian Priest.
Let's see this correctly. Do you like good guy wrestlers or bad guy wrestlers?
What does that mean?
Like, okay, so wrestlers have characters. Just like, that's what I'm saying. Good guys or bad guys. Jedi or Sith.
What's the difference?
One is a good guy, one's a bad guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, may I have the floor? All right, Liz. Wrestling is not just about the physical activity of the competition in the ring. There are also stories. There are storylines that go along with it.
Okay.
And in the storylines, these dramatized stories, there are certain characters that will do heroic acts and certain characters that will do villainous acts.
Oh, like Avatar the Last Airbender.
Something like literally any story that has good guys and bad guys. Yes.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
So you've seen stories before, you know whether
I do know.
Okay,
stories.
So you know good guys and bad guys.
I do.
Some wrestlers are good guys and some wrestlers are bad guys.
But what makes them bad guys if they're doing the same thing?
Any bad guy a bad guy?
But they're all doing the same thing.
Assume there's stories and there's villains and there's heroes.
Bad
they
guys
may be
will
selfish
cheat to win.
Instead of selfless. They might cheat to win. They hold the crowd, the fans, in contempt.
They kidnap people's daughters.
Sometimes that happens.
So
would you? You be more inclined to cheer for a villain wrestler or a hero wrestler?
Are there the guy that you said, Steven, is he a good guy or bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
Well, then I'll choose that one.
All right, that's a good answer. He's
because also sometimes they turn.
Because sometimes they turn. Okay,
we'll pray for him,
Damian Priest. Because I realize
he's the world champion.
He cashed in the Money in the Bank, and I the only reason I'm just going to say that's fine is because I don't have any more
How
energy.
How much money
to follow,
do they make?
Depends. Not as much as you would think.
But like, give me like a range. Maybe I should become a wrestler.
So a WWE superstar can make anything from six figures up. So they can, you know, you might be pulling in $100,000. You might be pulling in tens of millions of dollars. It just depends on your draw, your popularity. I'm not arranging a marriage with one of these guys. I'm just saying, who are you cheering for?
But they're also.
She's like, but does he like to cuddle? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. But they also have to pay for their travel. They have to pay for hotels.
All right. So
like
the economics of professional wrestling aside, Nick, do you have a wrestler that you favor?
So I don't really follow wrestling.
That's okay. I don't follow Minecraft, but Steve's my guy.
But my dad used to watch it when I was younger. So the only one that comes to mind is Goldberg.
Goldberg. A classic.
Great, great character, terrible wrestler.
Yeah. But he's a tank too. I can't shake it. I know that he's not what he once was. But I love Chris Jericho. I'm a Chris Jericho guy. Yeah. I'm a Jericho-holic from back in the day. But Rhea Ripley, mommy.
So, I think
I was holding off on saying that.
Well, we would love to know.
Is she a muscle mommy?
My favorite of all time is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Did I not ask you?
You did not ask me.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
And I was going to make the joke and say Logan Paul, but now I can't do it because it's over with.
Logan Paul. I thought he was a boxer. Are they?
That's his brother.
Jake
is a
boxer. Both Logan of them are
Paul,
terrible.
Logan Paul, unfortunately, is a really good wrestler, but I think that's because he had the money to get probably the best trainers.
I just can't stand
all that scam money.
I can't stand him either, but he's. And I hate that he's as good as he is.
All that scam money.
But Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, he actually is like legitimately good. All right, well, great. Well, let us know who your favorite wrestler is and what game show you would absolutely suck at. Do that across all of our social medias, basically anywhere we are at Nerd of Godcast. Do you guys remember, I asked a question last time that we were here to see if anyone in our audience could respond and be the first one. I told them we'd give them something from our Nerd of God stash. The one question that I left everybody with was, what is Captain Crunch's first name?
That is one of them.
That is the question I asked and let linger out there. And I am here to tell you that our Nerd of God squad responded. And I want to acknowledge he who was able to answer first. And this is actually an interesting situation because one person answered first, but they answered on a basically an email address that we don't normally check. So I'm ready to award the person that answered in the traditional venue, and I will also award the person that answered in a non-conventional venue. So let me first say, technically, our first answer came in from listener David Gardner. David Gardner, who identified correctly that Captain Crunch's name is Captain Horatio Crunch.
It is Horatio.
Really?
Horatio Crunch. And then, so he did technically answer first.
Is this a cereal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
But Easy A over on the Nerd of Godcast did answer more thoroughly by identifying that his name is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Magellan.
His name is, he has a middle name?
His name is Horatio.
Most people do, Lisa.
Magellan
Crunch.
And he also offered us a fun fact that based on the stripes on his uniform, he is not a captain, he is a commander.
I do remember seeing that, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to give Easy A and David Gardner something from our Nerd of God stash. Woo-hoo. We appreciate you guys, and we thank you so much. Hey, we actually got a little bit of listener mail, and that makes me really happy. So let's go to the mailbox tonight. And Lismati is going to read this letter from our listener named Andrea. Lismati?
I'm sure it's not Andrea.
It might be Andrea. Might be Andy.
Andrea.
Shut up, Steven.
Hi. So I've technically been a member of the Facebook group for a little while now, but I hadn't really gotten into the podcast until much more recently. Not sure why it took so long, but hey, better late than never, right?
Better late than never.
Long story short, I lost a friend over the summer and my grief got really complicated. I felt like I needed to do a pretty major overhaul on the types of content I was watching and listening to. Most of my go-to Christian podcasts were a little too political or heady, but then one day I remembered your show and looked it up on Spotify. I started with the Barbie movie episode because that's right in my wheelhouse and it was so encouraging.
Good episode.
I really enjoyed your discussions and was especially touched by the end when you were all talking about God and his care for women. Someone mentioned how he sort of added on to our redemption by allowing Jesus to be born from a woman, and it was the first time I'd heard it put that way. It was beautiful.
Wow.
I've been hooked ever since, and I've been enjoying popping around through all of the previous episodes. I just wanted to let you know that what you've been doing all this time really matters. It's so much fun to hear all the All Plays and so encouraging to hear the MegaCon stories and so relatable to hear other believers talk about things like D&D, anime, and Bob's Burgers. I know ministry can be a thankless job sometimes and it's easy to wonder if it's worth it. You guys have really made a big difference in my life over the last month or so that I've been listening or binging. You're nerds too, you get it. And I wanted to tell you, I'm still figuring out my stuff, and God is using your podcast as a part of my healing process. So thank you. Thank you for your ministry and for sharing your hearts through the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Your wow. sister in Christ, Andrea.
That's amazing.
That was wonderful.
Wow. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. That really means a whole lot to us, man. That's really wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time to write in. And boy, I'll tell you, hearing stories like that, it just makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Puts real fuel in the tank.
I love that.
It does. It does. Thank you so much for taking time to share.
We love you.
We love you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being part of our squad, and God bless you. So
going the extra mile to find a way that like was uniquely you to seek Christ and be connected to Him and get poured into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easy to like tap out and just feel like you're not getting poured into, so you just kind of get lazy and let it be. Or you can find it. You can search for it. And God says if you seek, you'll find.
That's right. Good. Well said. And now it's time for a little segment that we call The Best Thing Ever. And we've been talking about the best squads ever this season. And last time, who was on the docket, Steven?
It was the gang from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
Versus the Fellowship from Lord of the Rings.
Two wonderful groups.
One more wonderful than the other. Mm. And the ones who walked away was one who has a true hero on their team named Samwise Gamgee.
Oh,
Fellowship of the Ring.
Well, that's awesome. It's an honor just to be nominated, Avatar. Mm-hmm. So thank you for making it this far. That's awesome. Thank you guys for voting on the Nerd of God Squad page. Tonight, we have another roundup. Now, this one is actually, I skipped over the ones that were supposed to be next. I know. I bumped this one up a week because they're topical, and I thought this might be a little more interesting. Tonight, we have the Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Interesting.
Ghostbusters, who just came out with the movie Frozen Empire a couple weeks ago. And
Tony hated it.
I wasn't a fan.
I heard it was bad.
Wait,
are you reacting to something that you don't have an opinion on?
Yes, I am. You have a problem with that, Steven?
Listen, that's kind of one of the inherent
rights. Did you like it, Steven?
Of nerdiness.
Was it the best movie I've ever seen? No, but it was. I had a fun time watching it.
I am going to be having a conversation shortly with Pastor Matt Sanders and Logan Seculo of the Logan Show. That's right. So we're going to be having a Ghostbusters talk.
He's my favorite Seculo.
He's one of my favorites. He's up there. But we're going to be talking about Frozen Empire and why it worked or why it didn't work. I did put a little bit of a shade comment out there on my social media that said if you like Frozen Empire, I think that basically we need to go back and apologize to Ghostbusters 2016.
I've seen both. Ghostbusters 2016 was just not good.
I understand.
In my opinion.
But it had this, for all of the same reasons that people were justifying, in my opinion, the Frozen Empire, are the same reasons that if you would extend that courtesy to 2016, 2016 becomes a passable movie. But this is not the time. Tune into my conversation with Matt Sanders and Logan Seculo, and you can hear all about my my wonderfully well-thought-out opinions on Ghostbusters.
I do blame you for the reason why I like the movie more than I probably should have.
Okay, well, I'm used to being blamed for things. There's a lot of people want to blame me for things. I'm a big celebrity now. But tonight, Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Ghostbusters, what are our predictions? Who do you think's going to walk away with this one?
Probably Guardians, maybe.
Okay.
Really? Over the Ghostbusters?
This one I'm a little torn on just because Guardians has a very big following too, and it's Marvel. That one gets a little bit of a...
Yeah, but I feel like Ghostbusters has a long, time of like being something. Like,
I think
a lot
the
of
squad
fans.
Caters to like deep cut, sort of like what's true and honorable over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ghostbusters do have some staying
power. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. I think it could go either way. This one I would not be surprised if it swings one way or the other. But I think that the people are going to speak, and they're going to do that by going where to vote for this?
They're
going
to go to our Nerd of God Cast small group Facebook page, the Nerd of God Squad. You can go there by searching Nerd of God Squad on Facebook, or you can go to NOGSquad.com.
That's right, and if you do hashtag best thing ever on there, it'll pull it right up for you, and we would love to know who you think is the best
thing ever.
Correct. So I want to complain about something, and I need to talk to you guys about this. Liz, I think that you're going to be a big help to me on exercising my feelings.
What to do
on this? A listener to our show, Tim Creason, sent me a graphic the other day that said, in celebration of the 20th BAFTA Game Awards, BAFTA asked over 4,000 players from around the world who they thought was the most iconic video game character. And it's a top 20 list of the most iconic. This is the header is the most iconic video game characters of all time. Before we get into this, I would like to have a discussion around the table and see how you define the word iconic.
Like, it sets the standard. Like, that is the pinnacle of whatever that thing is, and like everybody else is aspiring to that because that thing has built itself as being the standard of what that is.
Okay, Jackie, what do you think?
See, for me, I expand on that and someone who is easily recognizable. So like something that like when you see it, you know.
Okay.
Like that is 100% like, okay, best video game of all time, very first thing I think of, Mario.
Okay, so it crosses over maybe even the borders of people that are not exclusive to the video game
like,
world.
Yeah, like they'll be like, I know Mario.
Recognizable, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're talking about like best sports, best athletes in the world, you're going to say Michael Jordan because even if you've never watched a basketball game,
I know who Michael Jordan is. Right? Yeah.
Liz?
I feel like it's also something that like, either something or someone has created a brand new like category of unreachable.
Okay, okay. So groundbreaking.
Yeah, something groundbreaking.
Okay. These are all very good answers.
Also consistency and quality.
Okay.
Because you can have characters who were good in 1987 that after that they
So you would say maybe Dig Dug or is not the most iconic.
Yeah, but like Jackie said, like Mario has consistently for 40 years.
Like not everything has been amazing, but a vast majority of it has been enough to
some staying power.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go through this list and I want to see if
Oliver's like Destiny 2.
Who you think would be on this top 20 list? So Jackie, you put a name out there already, so let's say
Mario.
Do we agree that Mario should be on the list?
I would assume Mario is number 1.
Mario is not number 1 on the list.
It's so disappointing.
Mario comes in at number 2.
You're going to be disappointed.
Okay, Liz play along with us a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So Mario is number 2 on this list. Which is, that's a respectable position, but that means that whoever beat Mario super iconic.
Link,
okay, which one?
Link for
okay.
number one.
Link comes in at the list at number 7.
See,
okay.
I would,
not
as much
in
as,
the
as much
top
as I,
5?
No? As much as I love Legend of Zelda, I know it is not the most iconic
I get
game
it.
Out there.
I get
like,
it.
It's up there. It's been there for a while. People know it, but it's more of a personal thing that I would put Link as number 1.
I get it.
But
I me too, but I do understand that if you talk, based on the parameters that you guys just set, I don't think that Link breaks the
Link's
top 5.
Link's my number 1.
Liz?
Master Chief from Halo.
Master Chief from Halo, another good answer. One I didn't think of. Because I'm not really an Xbox guy, but I firmly believe that he belongs very high up the list.
Yes.
You want to know why? Because Master Chief is he sells consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they come out with a Halo game, people are going to buy the console for that new Halo game.
Yeah.
I did.
Everybody who has an Xbox 360 did, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't play Halo and I know Master Chief.
Master Chief, number 8.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's still top 10, but it's a little low.
Yeah.
So you're thinking like Master Chief here and Link are 7 and 8. Mario's number 2. Whoever's in these top 5 positions must be just off the charts. Steven, what do you think?
Pac-Man.
Number 6.
Wow, I would expect this.
Excuse me, Pac-Man beating Link?
So, but
Pac-Man has a lot of staying
just
power.
The shape,
he's been around longer.
The shape Pac-Man communicates video games
to
generations.
True. Yeah, that's
true. Pac-Man was literally the on the poster of a movie about
video games.
Was it Wreck-It Ralph?
Oliver, Pixels.
Oh, Pixels.
Wasn't a good movie, but it was a movie.
Oliver, who do you think, man? Who's on the list?
Sonic
the Hedgehog, number 4.
Okay.
Wow. And that's a solid position.
Okay,
I think Sonic deserves.
Is Spyro on there?
Spyro the Dragon
is
not on there.
Okay.
He did not make the list.
I like Spyro, but I'm not surprised.
Is Crash Bandicoot there?
Crash Bandicoot comes in at number 15.
Okay.
Wow.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get it. Crash is very iconic.
Yeah.
Especially in the 90s when they were doing the commercials for PlayStation.
Oh my gosh,
they had a guy
yeah.
in a Crash mascot costume outside of Nintendo headquarters with a megaphone talking crap to Mario.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was very much D-Generation X going to WCW.
And Crash was so iconic that you could play Crash inside Uncharted 4.
Yes, you played the whole level.
I remember that. So good.
All right, so who else is on here? Jackie, throw another name at me.
I already threw two.
Yeah.
Steve
from Minecraft comes in number 13.
Okay.
I will say this. I think Minecraft is an iconic game. I don't think Steve is an iconic character.
No, no.
Steve is an iconic character in the same way that the little game piece in the game of like Sorry.
I agree because he's not. There's no like technical story of Minecraft.
Right. Right.
He's just the default character.
Right.
Skin.
Yeah.
So.
He's just a little moving little avatar.
He's there as a representation of Minecraft.
Correct.
What about Jelly the cat?
Jelly the cat is not on the
list. I have a question.
What do you think?
Is every character on this like only how do I say this? Like every video game. There's no video game. Has two characters on this list.
That's a great question. I'll tell you this. There is one video game that has two characters
okay,
on
so
this
Luigi.
List.
Is Luigi number one?
Luigi is not on this list.
That's so disappointing.
Mario is not the game that has two characters.
Okay.
Which game has two?
What?
We
have not named the game that has two characters.
Oh. Jimmy and Billy Lee.
That's a great answer. Not on the list, though.
Pikachu.
From Double Dragon. Pikachu comes in at number 12.
So, this character is either going to be number 5, I would say, or maybe number 10.
Go ahead.
Samus Aran.
Samus Aran did not make the list.
Whoa! Lara Croft.
Lara Croft is the number one answer.
Insane to me.
Lara Croft, the Tomb Raider, is the number one answer.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Now, do I believe that Lara Croft belongs in maybe even the top 5?
No.
She was a console seller. Yeah. She was a game changer, a generation changer.
Yes, she was.
But not number one, in my opinion. Not over Super Mario.
Maybe like 7.
Not over Mario. Oh, you disagree.
No. I'm mulling over the reason why Lara Croft is number one.
There was a point.
Thank
there
you.
There was a point. There was a point.
No, there was a point.
I'm giving you the reason.
Really, 2 points.
Make really good games.
Shut up, Jackie. There was a point in history where the three most recognizable faces on the planet were Mickey Mouse, Jesus Christ, and Super Mario.
Oh yes, I saw that. Yeah.
And that list changed up and down, but they were the top three. Mickey Mouse, Jesus Christ, and Super Mario. Wherever you went on the planet, you could show someone those images, and those were the images most likely to be recognized by anybody on the globe.
That's amazing.
Don't worry, there will be a movie coming out soon where Chris Pratt is Lara Croft.
I think I say Jesus.
He'd be Christ Pratt.
All right, so let me go through here. And now this is I'll work.
Can
the
I
list.
Say one more?
Sure.
Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt of Rivia is not on the list.
Are you serious?
Leon S. Kennedy.
So let me go up the list here. I'm gonna go
Arthur
number,
Morgan.
I'm gonna go number 20 and I'm gonna work my way up. Okay. Number 20 is Nathan Drake from Uncharted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number 19 is Ellie Williams from The Last of Us.
Okay.
I love her.
Didn't know her last name was Williams.
Number 18 is Kazuma from Yakuza.
Yakuza. No.
You guys all know Yakuza, right?
No.
Yeah. The Japanese
anybody?
Gang.
Have you ever heard
gangs.
Of them?
I mean, yes. I know the gang, but I didn't know there was a game.
But do you know, like, if you were to pick an average person, would you say, you know this character? I don't see iconic in that.
No, I've never heard of that game before.
Okay, so let's...
Do you see iconic in Ellie? I feel like...
She is very iconic.
She did break. She is.
There is an idea, especially with the popularity of the TV show.
Yeah.
I think that there is at least a little bit of recognizability there. Mm-hmm. And at number 19, I don't feel uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
Asterion from Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes.
Okay.
But wait, 19?
17.
They're on the list.
And I will say this. I'm gonna jump up number 16, Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was on there. Yeah.
I feel like maybe should be a little higher, but that's okay. Yeah. I'm comfortable with this. Then Crash Bandicoot, number 14, Solid Snake from Metal Gear.
Oh.
Okay.
Then that's Steve from Minecraft at number 12 is Pikachu. Number 11, Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
My boy.
Number 10, Shadowheart from Baldur's Gate 3.
That's insane to me. Why is she number 10?
Why is Baldur's Gate represented twice on this list?
I was going to say, because that's wild.
That is a game that changes lives.
It has only been out for a year.
I was going to say, it hasn't been able to
prove. And these are the most iconic
power.
Video game characters of all time.
The more I learn about Baldur's Gate, the more uncomfortable I get about Baldur's Gate. And
Liz talk about Baldur's Gate, the more uncomfortable.
I'll talk about it off the air.
Okay. Number 9 is Kratos from God of War.
Okay.
Master Chief, Link, Pac-Man. Number 5, I disagree with this, and I love this. This is one of my favorite games of all time. Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
Oh, yes, 100%.
That one's that high?
He deserves to be on the list, but not top 5.
Yeah, no, for sure.
What makes him so iconic?
I mean, he's a
it's a wonderful, great, groundbreaking game. He's cute and he's adorable. Mm-hmm. If he didn't make the... I don't believe that Samus Aran shouldn't have made this list and Sackboy 100%, should have.
100%.
I hate that, but it's true.
Who made this list? Give me their name, address, social security number.
4,000 players surveyed by BAFTA. Number four, names. Sonic the Hedgehog. We know that Lara Croft was one. Mario was number two. Number three, who is the character that we have not named yet that is in the number three spot?
Oh, Kirby.
You will never, ever get it.
I don't know.
Echo the Dolphin.
We should not have a hard time with all. I told you all the rest of them.
Yeah.
We should not be having this hard of a time naming the number three most iconic video game character of all time. Why are we scratching our heads on this?
Is it like, oh, we should know this?
Nope.
Okay. So it's
ridiculous in my opinion.
Qbert.
Qbert would make more sense.
Aww, is it E.T. from the Atari 2600?
It is. It is absolutely E.T. No.
Can you give us some hints?
Who is it?
Give us a hint.
What console? Is it an animal? Is it a person? Is it
primarily,
a human?
I believe, I associate it with like PlayStation, Microsoft era.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it an animal or is it a person?
It is a person. That's a good question.
It's not anybody from Resident Evil.
It is not.
Okay.
I don't know.
So wait, Sackboy's on there, but Leon Kennedy's not on there?
Is it an old video game?
They're still making them, and they made a movie of this video game.
Okay.
It is Agent 47 from Hitman.
Hitman is number three. Well,
number three.
I disagree but number with that.
Who even is that?
But
I don't even know.
Hitman has a very solid following
of sure.
players
three?
And has a lot of games that they've made. I mean, I don't say I agree with it, but I don't think it deserves to be number three.
But if we're on that, where's like Ezio or Altair?
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like,
he's
there's
iconic.
So many other games that should push the, all of those characters way down the list. I had real problems with this, and I texted him. I said, I'm going to have to talk about this on the show because I disagree firmly with this list. So I began to think about who would be the most iconic top four. And I think that we can all agree that Mario belongs to the top four. Right?
Well, number two, Lara Croft is always.
And I don't mind putting Lara Croft on the Mount Rushmore, if you will, of video game characters.
She's great.
Pac-Man, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a timeless iconic.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't so close, I don't want to keep it. You know, stack the deck in Nintendo's favor. I think Donkey Kong could also make it on there.
Yeah.
But you play as Mario on Donkey Kong, so like right. I can get given it to Mario.
Are you trying to like name characters that are groundbreaking, iconic, or the most amazing?
I think the ones that when people think of video games, if I said just name, like if I took a room of 100 people and I said whether they were gamers, non-gamers, all ages, all demographics, and I said name four video game characters, who would be the four video game characters that'd be most likely? And I don't think any of them are going to say Asterion
right.
from Baldur's Gate.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Or Agent 47.
So Lismata, you are the least gamer maybe of all of us here at this table.
Yep.
Who would be the four video game characters that you think are simply iconic to you and your non-gaming friend group?
My friend group's actually very gamey. I'm non-gamer.
Gamey like they smell a little bit? Or,
yeah.
No, like they're really tough
they
to chew.
They all need to shower. I would say just because I'm not a video game person, so it's purely out of like exposure, would be like Mario. All of the like cartoony ones. It'd be like Mario and Sonic.
Sonic.
And
that's fair.
Kirby and probably like Crash Bandicoot.
I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. I don't know that I would put Crash Bandicoot in the top four. I think it's solid maybe to put Master Chief in the top four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause
definitely.
If you look at like the big time games, first person shooters, I think deserves to be represented on there. And Halo.
Absolutely.
Halo is a really good iconic game for first person shooters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing.
Because you don't really have a faced character in like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Call of Duty, the game probably. Iconic, yeah. But character 100% Master Chief.
I think it would be putting Dovahkiin, putting the
from
Skyrim,
Dragonborn.
With the Dragonborn, which would be you can change the way he looks, but sort of that the helmeted
Absolutely.
Sort of version of him. I don't know that I would put him on the top four list,
mm-hmm.
but I think that we can agree. Then we can say Mario, we can say Sonic the Hedgehog, we can say Master Chief and Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel pretty comfortable about that. So this got me thinking though about who makes it in the Mount Rushmore of games. What are the other Mount Rushmores of our lives? What are like the top four things that if we had to eliminate everything else and just say who are the top four that survived the cut? So the way we're going to do this tonight is we're going to have the top four Nerdagodcast crew members and everybody else is going to be fired from the show.
Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Pull out your pens and we're going to vote. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But let's throw a couple lists out right now, and I want to see if we can maybe do some quick, real quick smash and grab. Who makes the iconic list? We can agree, we can disagree, but let's settle on some real quick. Top four Mount Rushmore superheroes.
Batman.
Superhero Mount Rushmore. Batman. I think that's a solid.
Yeah, Batman and Superman.
Spider-Man, Superman.
Yeah.
Who else?
Iron Man.
Captain
America.
Decent answer. Captain America. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, Captain America is a good answer.
Thor.
Yeah.
Thor. I don't know that Thor makes the top four.
I love Thor.
I'm sure you do.
I want there to be a woman. I feel like we need a female in it. So I would, not because I think she's better than the other one said, but I would say like, is it iconic? Because I feel like Wonder Woman's classic.
I would put Wonder Woman over Iron Man, Captain America, mm-hmm. Thor. I'd put the DC Trinity and Spider-Man as the Mount Rushmore mm-hmm. of superheroes.
I can get behind that. I really can. I don't know. I think that if you're trying to be a little bit more diverse in the type of superhero, though, I feel like maybe Wolverine has a spot on there.
Yeah. Yes, I was gonna say.
I'm surprised you didn't say Deadpool, which I would have shot down immediately.
But it's a superhero. Is Deadpool really a superhero?
Yes. I mean,
he's like an
yeah.
anti-hero.
Yeah, but I think Wolverine gets that dark anti-hero thing. But Batman kind of covers that a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Batman won't kill you, but he'll make you wish you were dead.
I'm gonna change my vote. I'm siding with Luz Mari on this one. I think Wonder Woman deserves a spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Wonder Woman is iconic
She's
in a way that everybody else isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Superman, absolutely.
Yeah,
Batman, absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. Spider-Man has to be on
Spider-Man
it.
Has to be on
I was like, because keeping in mind the whole, not the whole point, but part of being iconic is being able to transcend the genre that you are in. People outside of the genre yeah. need to be able to recognize you. And anyone going off the street can tell you, oh, yeah, I know Superman exists.
Yeah.
I know Batman exists.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
These are the people who, like, even if they're not into the fandom, they are at least vaguely aware.
For that, Wonder Woman gets the edge, I think,
she
over
does.
Wolverine.
Well, yeah. you can also take all four of those characters and just their silhouettes, and I think they're recognizable.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Good answer. Okay, moving on. Next one. We're going to go through this quick. Streaming services.
Netflix
has to be on there.
YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube, interesting.
I love YouTube.
YouTube is the oldest.
I think it's the number one used technical streaming service in the world.
Yeah. I pay to not have ads on YouTube.
Me too.
Oh,
okay.
I don't.
All right. Okay.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
I want to argue with you, but they have Bluey. So
yeah. HBO Max or Max.
Yeah. I love Max.
I probably
use Max more than anything else.
Me
but
too.
I don't know that it makes a top four.
Why
though.
Would you do that
Paramount
to me?
Plus.
Paramount Plus.
I love
We're
Paramount
just
Plus
naming
too.
All of them.
Wait, hold on a second. Hear me out. This is a newer one, and I don't love it, but for the content that's on it, Peacock.
I like Peacock.
I put Peacock on my list.
Peacock
because there's
has
so many
Peacock
different
has The
things.
Office.
You got
WWE.
Let me tell you why Peacock wins. Because Netflix had Community, and they took mm-hmm. off season 2, episode 14, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Because of a blackface reference that they thought was racist, but that was the whole joke, was that it was only misinterpreted as being racist, and Peacock just reacquired Community, and they put back season 2, episode
Good.
14, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Peacock gets the vote.
Peace has been restored.
That's why I stopped watching Community, not because you two said we were all going to watch it together.
Here's where we get nasty and generational.
Okay.
The Mount Rushmore of Nickelodeon characters.
Yeah, nobody's going to
agree Danny
with me.
Phantom.
SpongeBob.
Nope. Danny Phantom does
I love
not
Danny.
Make the
Why
Phantom.
Would you
no.
do... No, no.
Danny
Phantom.
Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
I love Butch Hartman, but it's not going to go
So
on.
Let's see. Who's the number one? Let's see if we can
SpongeBob.
All agree.
SpongeBob.
I don't like it, but SpongeBob is probably the most well-known
I'd
Nickelodeon
agree.
Character.
Yeah.
And Fairly Odd Parents, Timmy Turner.
Hold on. We can agree SpongeBob makes the cut.
Yeah,
yes.
SpongeBob's not on my personal list, but he's iconic.
But he's iconic.
Yes.
He's,
okay. When you say Nickelodeon character, I still think of SpongeBob first.
So I'm not familiar with a lot of some of the next generation characters, so I'm going to yield to you guys. She said...
Timmy Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same, like...
If you were going to pick Timmy Turner over Jimmy Neutron, or because I feel like Jimmy Neutron...
He
like,
had a theme park ride.
...is, like, iconic in that he's recognized.
He,
like,
well, we're not,
he
necessarily,
is,
we're not
but,
necessarily picking them over. It's
no,
just
no,
we're
but
blasting
if we're,
characters.
If we're, well, I think we want...
I love blasting characters. That's a wonderful way to put this.
Yeah, we're just throwing out
blast.
A bunch of characters.
I don't know that Timmy Turner does make the cut.
He's iconic.
Well,
although,
saying,
well,
we
everybody
have to
narrow
it to four, so if I'm gonna have four around Rushmore, my Mount Rushmore is not gonna have both Timmy Turner and Jimmy Neutron because I feel like they're too close.
Plus, they have the crossover episode.
That's what I'm saying. They're too close. If I have to make room for other ones, then it's either gonna be Jimmy or it's gonna be Timmy.
Well, okay. How about Rugrats?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The
Rugrats
are great.
Tommy Pickles has to be there.
Tommy Pickles might be an answer. SpongeBob. Yes. And then I think we make room for two of the whatever.
So can I just say thank you for yielding to me with the classic ones. Does Mark Summers from Double Dare get? Does he make
well,
it?
Now,
I love
now that I'm
Double
not thinking
Dare.
Cartoons, yes. because I was only thinking cartoons.
Because I was even thinking like Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh yeah. Well, see, like, so I had like my own little list. I put Kel Kimball on there from Kenan and Kel.
Bro, I'm just saying. I think Kenan Thompson might need to be on the Nickelodeon.
I would say that with
Amanda Bynes.
But only current Amanda Bynes with no eyebrows.
No.
No.
We're gonna do Amanda.
I think that Kenan's a solid answer. I don't know.
That would be a separate Mount Rushmore. If it's people Mount Rushmore, it's Kenan. It's Amanda.
Drake.
People also, you have to put Christine on there from You Can't Do That on Television. Let me tell you why. None of you know who it is except for maybe Oliver.
I know.
You Can't Do That on Television was one of the first live action comedy shows. It was imported from TV Ontario when Nickelodeon first came on the air and they weren't producing all of their own original content. And it was the show that anytime somebody would say water, it was a bunch of teenagers doing sketch comedy. If they said water, someone would dump water on them. But if anybody said, I don't know, they would have green slime poured on them, which is why green slime is the icon of Nickelodeon. It started on You Can't Do That on Television. So to me, to have a Nickelodeon themed Mount Rushmore, you have to represent You Can't Do That on Television, because even though that show is gone and forgotten, its echo still remains.
Right.
And Mark Summers too.
Mark Summers from Double Dare.
Mark Summers from Double Dare.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is a really tough one. I'm gonna just say let's table this one for now.
Yeah.
Because okay. this one is too divisive. Too divisive. Okay, we're getting tough now. Pixar characters.
Woody
yeah. has to be on there.
I agree.
Yeah. Sully.
Woody and Buzz sharing one
Sully's
face.
Sully's good, but I think you're going to find as the list gets deeper, you're going to probably end up cutting Sully. We'll put Sully there now, but put him in pencil.
Sully over Mike? Like, I'm not saying that Monsters, Inc. is going to make it, but I feel like if it's going to be one Monsters, Inc., it should be Mike Wazowski.
How about the whole thing is just characters done by John Ratzenberger?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Just, yeah.
Mrs. Incredible.
Why Mrs. Incredible?
I mean,
instead
look
of
at her.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a story to tell you about that later, Liz.
Why not Mr. Incredible?
Look at him.
How about Carl Fredrickson?
I have Carl on my list.
So who is that?
Up. I would say Doug from Up.
Hi there.
I love you.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. No. Squirrel.
I
feel like if it's gonna be icons, it has to be. I agree. Woody. I feel like Woody and Buzz,
is it.
I mean, it's hard.
We have a Toy Story Land at Disney, so it is iconic enough that it justifies its own spot in a Disney park. So
I say, Woody for sure. If you only have to pick one, you get Woody.
Yeah.
I also, but again, if it's iconic, like, I feel like it has to be like Nemo. And then.
Nemo. What about Lightning McQueen?
I would put
He also has a section at Hollywood Studios.
I have to say,
ka-chow!
He also has a ride at Disney's California Adventure. Yeah. So I would say Lightning McQueen probably deserves to be on there. The iconicness.
I mean, you're talking three movies, a TV show, a theme park. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, can we all agree Merida does not make the cut?
As much as I love her.
I like Merida, but I agree with you.
So I haven't seen this movie. I'm just going to be straight. No, I've seen Brave.
Oh.
I haven't seen this movie, but I do believe that it's worth mentioning Coco.
Oh yeah, Coco's great.
I didn't see Coco.
Coco's
good.
I love Coco.
I want to put Coco on the list.
Okay.
Please, like Tony, can we set up a date and watch it? Because I would love to watch.
Sure.
That
get ready to cry.
Oh yeah, you're gonna.
I'm ready for
like
it.
Baby.
Yeah. Remy from Ratatouille.
He does have a ride. It's very disappointing.
Veto.
It's a fun ride.
I don't like it.
Veto Remy.
I veto Remy too, but it's a fun ride.
The movie's great. Ride no.
All right. So who do we have for sure? Woody makes the cut.
Woody.
For sure. So we got three spots.
Woody, Lightning Queen. Which
Incredible? You have to have an Incredible.
Mrs.
Honestly, as much as I love Mrs. Incredible, Mr. Incredible.
How about
Edna?
How about we just have Jack?
I would
not. Edna.
No, I honestly might switch over and say Edna.
It either needs to be Edna or Samuel Jackson.
Frozone.
Where's my super suit?
Yeah, that's really funny. Ollie, who's a Pixar character that needs to make it on Mount Rushmore?
I also had Crush on my list.
I do love Crush. Yeah.
What about Wally?
That's such a misunderstood movie.
I love
it's Wally. So good.
The first time I watched that movie, I had somebody have a conversation about the intricacies of the movie and what it really means.
Yep.
And it didn't ruin the movie for me, so it should have.
That's so funny.
It was Hollywood's neighbor.
All right, so real quick. So now we got to nail this down because we're out of time. We got Woody.
Mm-hmm.
We got Mr. Incredible, or maybe Edna Mode.
Lightning McQueen. Yep.
And
Sully.
I got one for
Mike
Sully.
Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
I think
or Boo.
I love Sully, and I think Sully's the better
He's
answer.
The better one.
But I think that Mike is more iconic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can. I can.
Mike would be happy.
Get behind that.
Both the I character made and Mount my fiance. Rushmore. All right, we'll do it for Mike.
Yeah.
The eyes have it. all right, so I'm gonna skip a couple of them here. We're gonna do a couple of these ones that I skipped exclusively on our Nerdogodcast Nerdogod Squad page on Facebook. But this is one that I put to the Nerdogod Squad. I put it out there because I wanted to see what people thought, and this one was interesting to me. Fictional Christian characters. And by that, I don't mean fictional characters that are Christian. I mean fictional characters from Christian stories, Christian franchises.
Bob the Tomato.
Let me give you the list that our Nerd of God Squad voted on, because they voted on this, and this is the list that they came up with. Who are the top four that make it on the fictional characters and Christian franchises? Larry the Cucumber was number one.
Yes, number one, as he should be.
Yes.
Some of these I didn't even think of, so I'm really excited to hear everybody kind of putting in. Yeah. Aslan from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes. So that one, I think, it's the in the weird Venn diagram where, yes, it's a Christian character.
I swear to God, if you try to take this from me.
No. I agree that it should be on there.
But
there are people who could watch Chronicles of Narnia and not realize it's a Christian story.
There's people that could watch VeggieTales and not realize it's a Christian
story. They could watch
once
the movie,
NBC,
but if they read
them,
the book.
Right?
True. But there's also 90% of the VeggieTales are not vegetables. Most of them are berries.
And gourds. All right.
Gourd is a berry.
Number...
What's the next one, Tony?
Gospel Bill.
Who's that?
Nick, do you know who Gospel Bill is?
I do not.
Oh my gosh.
Gospel Bill.
No. Gospel Bill is Willie George. He's a pastor out in Oklahoma, and he did one of the first like kids Christian TV programs where it was all cowboy themed. It was Dry Gulch Valley, I think it was called. And it was like this little cowboy western town. It was basically Red Dead Redemption, but for kids with Jesus.
Come find your redemption.
And Gospel Bill was the cowboy that would help people to find Jesus. And okay, and then the last one was Buck Williams from the Left Behind series, played by Kirk Cameron in the original movie. Great character, young journalist who helps to lead the Tribulation Force to fight underground against the armies of Nikolai Carpathia, the Antichrist, and the global community. So I thought that was a pretty solid list. Can anybody else think of anybody that might top that?
John Avery Whittaker, or Wit, from Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay.
I would put him number one, personally. And I've only been listening to Adventures in Odyssey for like 3 years.
What about the Pilgrim from Pilgrim's Progress?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that is our list of.
Can I do like an asterisk one? Because it's a Christian character, but it's not from a Christian. Kurt Wagner, Nightcrawler.
Aww.
He is a Christian.
Yeah. We love Nightcrawler.
Isn't what's his name?
Hank Hill. He is a Christian too.
No, but oh my gosh,
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders is actually Satan.
What?
Who's the superhero that's blind?
Daredevil.
He's Catholic.
But
he's not like openly Christian about
it. But he is. He's very intimately active with a lot of the female roster of the Marvel Universe.
Ooh, okay.
We're gonna say he might be Christian with an asterisk.
Nightcrawler is Catholic as well, but he's very open.
Here's a couple of the Christian characters that did not make the cut: Bible Man,
surprising
Gerbert, Hermie. Hermie is like the little Christian caterpillar.
Oh. I thought you meant like Hermie.
Oh, I also thought from Christmas.
Oh, yeah, no. Salty, the anthropomorphic Bible who terrifies people, right?
Psalmbook. I don't know a lot of these characters.
Mr. Wit from Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes.
Bob the Tomato. Gizmo from the original Superbook. He's a cool little robot. And then Sir, the solar ion robot from The Flying House. A lot of really cool Christian characters, but those are the ones that made the cut. So this is what I want to talk about. We're going to get into the landing today. We're going to take it to a spiritual point. Now I want you to put all of these characters away, all this fictional stuff away, and we're going to get very, very real about our faith for a second. And I just want to see what your thoughts are. We're creating the Mount Rushmore of Christian virtues. You, as a follower of Christ, if we're making the Mount Rushmore of properties, traits, aspects of the Christian, Christ-like lifestyle that you lead, what are the four virtues that make up a good Christian, that best represent a follower of Christ?
Before you guys go, can you guys define the word virtue for me, please?
Absolutely. What do you think the word virtue is, guys?
Is it like a way of life or something?
Kind of like an attribute.
Like being vegan?
No.
A virtue is a behavior showing high moral standards.
So it's something that you do that shows Christ-like standards. Like, you know, would Jesus have you kicking kittens? No, that is not virtuous. Kicking kittens, not virtuous. Loving kittens and putting saucers of milk for them, virtuous. Okay. So let's make some suggestions. Tell me about some things that you would say that is a Christian virtue that we should put on the Mount Rushmore.
Humility.
Humility's good. Yeah. Humility's good.
That was one of my
following
first thoughts.
Following the law.
Not speeding is a Christian virtue.
Not okay. Stealing.
All right. Let's throw some more out there.
Purity.
Purity is good.
I would say kindness.
Kindness is very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know some unkind Christians. I don't consider them virtuous. Mm-hmm. Ollie, what's a Christian virtue?
Love.
Love.
Yeah.
And I think that one's a hard one to argue with when the Bible says that the greatest of these is love, right?
Yeah.
We got any more. Nick, what's a Christian virtue that you can think of?
Patience.
Patience is good. Patience is good.
Generosity?
I think generosity is a great answer.
That's a good one.
Charity. Same thing.
Yeah, charity, generosity. I think that's a very, very good answer. Anybody else got one?
Being truthful.
Honesty, integrity. Mm-hmm. Integrity is good. Yeah. Good answer.
Selflessness.
Ah, selflessness is very good. Very good. That's a very Christ-like virtue. Mm-hmm. These are really, really great. Anybody else got any?
Flipping tables.
Flipping tables.
My favorite virtue.
That's why Devon Dudley is my favorite minister.
Reverend.
Of the
Reverend Devon.
Reverend Devon. Christian virtue is getting the tables. How about faith?
Yeah.
I think without faith, it's impossible. The Bible says it's impossible to please God, right?
Yes.
So we have to walk in faith, because if we don't, we're walking by sight. We're only going to walk by the conditional things that we can see. I think without faith, there are no other virtues.
It's the nucleus.
It is the
nucleus
of the virtue tree.
Faith is
the powerhouse
substance
of the cell.
I was just thinking
that.
Faith is the mitochondria. Of the cell. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We see this in the Bible. We see Abraham demonstrating his unwavering faith in God's promises, even when things seemed impossible. Faith is what helps us to do impossible things, and Christian life is nothing without faith. So I'm going to put that one up there. That's my submission of for the thing. What else do we got?
We've given a lot of answers. Is the intention for us to narrow them down?
Yeah, I think it was so that that's what I'm saying. I feel like that was my intention on paper, but now that we're doing it, I'm like, all right, which one of these do we cut?
It's
all
the
right?
biggest we're, Mount Rushmore.
We're gonna be kind.
We can just
but
make
we're
them
not up. Gonna obey the law.
We're kind and humble, but we'll speed a little bit.
I think the understanding is that they're all true. It's just there's gonna be four like.
So then I go back to like 1 Corinthians 13, right? When it's talking about love, right? Love is a really big one, and that's how they know that we're followers of Christ, right? How are they going to know that you sent us? They'll know you by your love, right? So love is a really big
faith
important one.
Faith, a really big one.
So we got faith, and we got love.
Kindness is really big. You even said yourself, you know, some unkind Christians.
I do.
I mean,
I think kindness might be like the mashed potatoes that comes with the steak of love,
because
if you love somebody, I think kindness is a fruit of that.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So, but definitely important. You can't have one without the other.
Yes.
So I don't want to make the BLT of our virtues here, but if you have faith and you have love, what goes right in the middle of it?
Hope,
faith, hope, and love.
Faith, hope, and love.
Live, laugh, love.
What else? Who said generosity?
I think Lee Spotty.
Oh, I don't know. Someone did.
Yeah, so
maybe
unpack that one.
I think that peak Christianity, peak extensions of love is the ability to care for people.
Yeah.
And care for people without barriers, care for people without wanting something in return, care for people without limitation. What I mean by that is just that you're willing to go above and beyond in your actions and care, in your willingness to give of what is yours, if willing to sacrifice for something or someone.
Mm-hmm.
That generosity, that willingness to go without, to have someone go with, or to have a little less so that someone can have a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I think, very Christ-like.
Yeah, that's love in action.
Yeah.
I think that is. And, you know, we talk about in the Bible about faith without works is dead. And I think that generosity is a really, really pointed way that we see our faith in action. A great example of that, we did a Bible study on this last week at our church, with the Good Samaritan. That is absolutely a generous nature. That's a person that put themselves in danger to help a stranger. They not only took the time and of their own resources to mend their wounds, they brought them to the inn, paid 2 days' wages, said, I'll pay anything else when they come back. I mean, that is generosity without the opportunity to return and get anything in return, right? That was such a good example, even though it's, you know, probably a made-up story that Jesus was just using for illustration. Mm-hmm. But that was what Jesus used for an illustration.
Yeah.
He talked, if you're talking, the greatest commandment is loving God, and the second one is like it, is loving your neighbor, you can't do that without compassion. Mm-hmm. You can't do that without generosity. Yeah. You definitely can't. A generous Christian, I'll say it like this, and this is going to sound bad, right? But if a Christian is not generous, then they are damning their blessings. Mm. And by that, I mean like beaver, not like hell, right? They are damning their blessings. God wants to do good things through us. And if we choose not to be generous, we are stopping the flow of our blessing. We are spiritually constipated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I think that's a very, very good answer. I think
get some holy Pepto-Bismol.
Generosity makes the list. Love makes the list. Faith makes the list. What's the last one? What else do we got? You guys have all said really, really great answers. I want to say kindness, but I think kindness folds up under very neatly under love, so that's good.
Not because I said it, and I don't know if this would belong
in
there.
It's okay, throw it out.
Humility, because with humility, you have other things that can, like, be, when you're humble, you can be a servant to others.
Yeah, that's good.
You can be generous with others.
That's good.
Love others, like, you put others before yourself, but you're also not, like, you're not praying in public so people can look at you.
And pride is the original sin. So I think humility is a really, really good answer. I think we'd have a really hard time getting something better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So any other final thoughts?
Mm-mm.
Great job, everybody. So our Mount Rushmore of Christian virtues, not saying that there are things that are, you know, worth cutting out of the wonderful suggestions you made, but we got faith, we got love, we got generosity, and we got humility. And I think all of those things come together, and now we got a stew going. So that good answer, guys. Great job. Give yourselves some snaps and claps. Awesome job.
For one hand.
So we're going to be posting this one on the on our Nerdy God Squad page, one of the ones that I skipped. And this is friendly aliens. Alien characters that are...
So glad we skipped that one.
Superman!
Alien characters that are not harmful. They're friends to humanity. So we want to hear what you guys... Who you think is the most friendly, the four Mount Rushmore of friendly alien characters.
Lloyd in space.
Okay, so you can tell us what your answers are. I know what my answers are by going to Nerd of God Squad on Facebook. You can just go to NOGSQUAD.com and it will leapfrog you straight there. Well, that is all the time that we have for today, you guys. We are thankful that you took this time to be with us tonight, and we love you. We bless you. If you'd like to be part of the financial blessing of the Nerd of Godcast, you can jump over to Patreon.com. That's patreon.com/nerdofgodcast. And for just $3 a month or more, you can get advanced episodes. We'll have exclusive meetups, and we even send out some gifts and some swag from time to time. So please prayerfully consider going over there and checking out patreon.com/nerdofgodcast. We would love for you to join us next time when we have an all-play episode.
Ooh,
which is going to be a lot of fun. He doesn't care much for the ones where we talk about Jesus, but he loves the ones where we play trivia
games.
Well,
it's because they don't come as often, so it's a treat.
It is a treat. It's nice. It's like a leap year or an Olympics year or an election year.
Or an eclipse year.
An eclipse year.
Wait a second. Those all happen this year.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. You guys, I'm hungry. I'm ready to get out of here. Thank you guys for being with us tonight. For those of you that have not yet, please leave us a review. We love stars, especially when they come in fives. Until next time, for the Nerd of Godcast, I am Tony T. Stevo Supremo.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Jamaican Ollie.
Yaman. Yeah,
Megacon Liz.
Matale minasan.
Jackie freaking Wilson.
Bye.
Lovely lady, Lise Mari.
Make good choices.
And Nick the Engineer.
Goodbye.
Till next time, we ain't gots to go home.
But we can't stay here.
Liz is opening up the Planning Center app for the first time ever.
For the first time ever. Where do I see that?
We should be on the GroupMe
chat. GroupMe. Liz is opening up GroupMe for the first time ever.
Dios mío.